What it do, people? It's your man, Animal Brown, checking in, man. Listen, episode 295. Woo! You hear that? 295. We creeping on that big 300. More on that later in just a second. But on this episode, we are talking rap Game of Thrones, all right? I know you heard of that little-known show called Game of Thrones. We're flipping it. We're going to discuss who is the king, or maybe queen, of the rap game right now and why. And like I told you, episode 295, we're five away from 300. We got an event popping off down here. We're going to keep that on the hush between you and me. All right. Episode 300 is going to be major. Keep an eye out on our Instagram at On Deck TV Podcast and our Twitter for more information regarding that. But until then, you know this episode is brought to you by Realville Media Group. Do me a favor, go to realvillemedia.com and check out all the shows on the network.
And by all the shows, we do mean that Fresh for Dummies podcast. We got J-Hove and Animal Brown on that. Just now, issue 44 dropped, 2019, Fashion Winners and Losers so far. Also, FSP, Full Sport Press, J-Hove, Big Jeff, and How Weezy. Shout out FSP Cameraman. They gave you their latest, well, excuse me, the playoff predictions. The NBA playoffs just started. You know FSP is all over it. So y'all go check that out. And everything that has to do with realvillemedia.com. YouTube pages, everything. Episode starting now.
What it do, what the business is.
It is another week in the books, my lord.
Oh, my God. Don't start that shit.
My lord.
How did your boy Animal Brown, the Husky Vegan, a.k.a. James Garden? Shout out to the NBA playoffs. That was hard. Y'all like that nice comeback.
James Garden.
Tough.
That wasn't bad. My bad. Probably your best one ever.
Top 10, maybe.
I am Spike Lou.
Where you at on social?
House Baratheon. Oh, first of my name.
I'm finna let y'all do this.
Father of Dragons. Oh my God. I am Spike Lou on Instagram and the Twitters. What up, M Extra?
It is your boy M Extra. M Extra is to the streets.
Oh my God.
M Extra 3 on all things social. You know what's going on.
What y'all boys have up for the weekend, man?
It's Thrones time, man. You know what it is. Somebody, Game of Thrones.
Somebody stab me with one of them swords, man. On Game of Thrones, please.
Okay, look. You don't watch Game of Thrones.
That shit garbage. No, of course not.
You haven't watched all of The Sopranos.
Not yet.
And you haven't seen The Wire.
Not yet.
TV taste is trash.
That's not true.
Those are the top three shows in history, and you ain't seen any of them.
I've seen everything else.
It don't matter. Yeah, you TV haven't talented. Seen the best.
That means a lot.
Like, the top three shows you haven't watched.
According to you.
Yeah. No, you just said it.
You just said it. Have you seen Breaking Bad?
Of course.
Okay.
Exactly. Let's get it.
So you got one out of four.
All right, so y'all didn't do shit this weekend. No, That's
I went,
great.
I, mean, I went out Friday.
Okay.
Friday
of course
night.
You went out.
Friday night.
Luther Vandross.
Where you go?
Luther Vandross.
Pause. Go ahead.
Right, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
I went. I just had some friends in town from H-Town. We went to Peter Street Friday night. Just kicked it a little bit.
Shout out to H-Town. Man, I hit a concert on Friday. Shout out to my homie Derb. We hit that DMX show. 20 years of DMX. Shout out to X. I'm proud of him. That was a major bounce back. I saw X in New York for the Rough Riders reunion. He was completely trash, washed up. People walked out on his performance. This go-around, he's clearly sober. Shout out to X. He did his thing. He brought the energy back. It felt like 1999, and it was dope. Real talk.
Shout out to Durham, man. He tried to get me to come to that. There was no
way. You had a good time.
There's absolutely no way.
You like DMX, though. You just act
I
like
do.
You don't.
No, I like DMX. I'm not going to see him 20 years later.
What was though. The crowd like?
The crowd was dope. You mean the demographics of the crowd?
Did niggas have Tim's on?
I saw every color Tim
that's crazy.
Ever produced.
It is June, man.
That's what I'm saying. Listen.
June weather.
I saw every color Tim's I didn't even know existed. In they April. Had all flavors.
In April.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They were deep with that's jean funny. Shorts.
Shout out NY, man.
it was terrible.
From New York City to Buffalo.
That's disgusting.
I got some heat in the rap chat for including Buffalo in New York City. Like, it ain't the same. It's all the same to us.
Down here, it's the same
you're
thing.
You from New York, you from New York. New York's a state. If I say New York and I'm referring to Griselda, they
we're
from
talking
New
about
York.
The state.
Yeah, but thank that's you. Not the same as New York City. Yeah.
Is it like Memphis and Nashville?
You say potato, I say potato. I think so.
Okay. No. I would assume.
I mean, it's a huge difference. What do you mean?
Yeah, between Memphis and Nashville.
That's
yes.
a fact.
You're right.
You're no, that's not right. what
Thank
I mean.
You. Thank you. We absolutely appreciate
Buffalo
it.
And New York City is a huge difference.
All right, man, let's get to this rap shit, man. Big episode. Let's kick it off with Drake. He's on tour overseas right now on his European leg. Everybody's not excited across the water that he's there, though. UK grime rapper Wiley called out Drake, accusing him of being a culture vulture. Mm. Now, Drake responded in an interview. He said, quote, "I hate that people think like that. Me being into music from these kids who are trying to make it and build a name for themselves, it's like, oh, that's some culture vulture shit. What does that even mean?" Now, Wiley responded, if what I said was wrong, you would have stayed silent. Mm. End quote. My question to you, Lou, are the culture vulture accusations of Drake fair or foul?
They're absolutely foul. When you are an artist of Drake's ilk, you're going to have to reach into the bag of what's popular in order to stay popular. That's how you get there. But I do think that Wiley struck a nerve because, like he said, if something that I said wasn't true, you wouldn't have responded. People howl at the moon at Drake all the time. Mm. I'm concerned as to why did Drake take time out to respond to this guy that I've never heard of before now. Like, I don't understand that aspect of it. I like the fact that Drake go hop on the Migos joint, or he go hop on the, what's my man from Memphis name? Can't think of him already.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Him. Shoot.
Yeah, him. What's his name? You can't think of whatever. I like that Drake reached back out there. Blockboy JB. I like that he reached back out there and he hops on that. And that, in turn, gives these young kids, like you said, a whole career. Drake, remember what it was like when Lil Wayne hopped on Successful and it was like, all right, I'm on now.
Right.
And he's able to do that for people. And I don't think that that's a culture vulture thing. And the accents that he changes up, that gets annoying. And if you're not just a Drake stan, I could see where you would take a shot at him for it. But I don't mind him stepping out and continuing his success in different fields and genres. Like, I have no problem with that. And I don't think it's a culture vulture thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think that he should have responded to this guy Wiley.
I think that, so a couple things. First of all, people need to start getting the definitions of things properly. Culture vulture is beginning to be one of those terms that's getting ran through the mud, and everybody's getting called it left and right, and people don't even know the context and what it actually means. I'm going to read from the Urban Dictionary what culture vulture actually means. Mm. A culture vulture is an individual who attempts to identify with aspects of another culture and claim it as their own. They do this by mimicking aspects of culture that belong to another group of people, not giving credit where it's due, giving the illusion that the aspect of culture they are mimicking is authentic to them.
That sounds like Drake and his Caribbean accent.
That is not what that sounds like.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Because if you look at it, and this guy Wiley is a UK rapper. That's why you've never heard of him. That's why I've never heard of him. But he's respected in those circles.
He's a veteran.
There you go. He's a veteran UK grime rapper. And here's the problem with that.
Shout out to him.
When you take things and don't give credit, that's where the culture vulture aspect comes into play. Drake doesn't do that. Matter of fact, opening up in his tour and coming out for special appearances are all UK grime rappers that people haven't heard of. So he's giving people chances. That's how I look at it. You're paying homage. You're giving people opportunities to do things and be in front of crowds of people that maybe they aren't at in their career right now. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I get it. You're in the top spot. It's lonely at the top. Somebody's got to take shots at somebody. Why not at the top? We're talking about Wiley 5,000 miles away across the globe in Atlanta, Georgia. So shout outs to him for getting his name out here in the news and on the headlines. Jay-Z said it best. What you got to do, Jay-Z this, Jay-Z that. What you get front page headlines by saying Jay-Z name, it's the same thing. It comes with the territory. Now you're right, though. Him responding to it does make it seem a little kind of iffy, but to be fair, he was asked the question in an interview. What is he supposed to say? No comment?
But he said, "Why did he say Wiley?" Well, he was just responding to those in the context. Did he say his name?
No.
Oh, he didn't. Okay.
Oh, no, yeah, he did. See, yeah, he did.
Drake usually doesn't move that way. That's why that's surprising to me. And then that gives Wiley the continuation factor. Like, well, I mean, you wouldn't have responded. A hit dog holler. You know how people say and what right. they do. I just don't understand how to. Well, maybe because he's over there in that leg of his tour. That's how it gets on the radar of him. But still, I'm not doing that. Like, even in this sense, like, Drake throwing him a bone. And to be completely honest,
on the low?
Niggas are going to be like, oh, who is this? Oh, I like kind of some of his music. Like, people will check this out now because of that. I don't think that's Wiley's intention. He probably was authentic in what he was saying about Drake. He probably feels that way because I see people saying, hey, well, he's a culture vulture. I mean, but that to me is hate. Like, if you're coming from an artist, I feel like if you were one of those artists that's opening up for Drake on their tour, like you said, man. If you're Wiley and you're doing that, you don't have anything to say.
Exactly.
That whole culture vulture thing goes out the window. That never even crosses your mind. But you see somebody else shining that's from there, these other rappers who you may have been hotter than or bigger than, but now they're working with Drake. They kind of leveling up on you. You feel them as a threat, so you're going to attack at the top.
Yeah, and his email didn't get answered for that request to come out.
Or his people didn't do the right thing to get him on stage. One or the other, he ain't there, and I think he feels a sort of way about it. I can't sit here and legitimately call Drake a culture vulture because he shows love, in my opinion, to everyone that he come through and take their wave from.
Regardless
of how you feel about him taking a wave, he still shows love to it.
Wait, hold on, take waves? Time
I'm
out.
Just saying, like, when he do the Migos flow and do the Versace thing, or
right,
when
he made
come
it
through
hot.
On the McConan thing, or when he come through
hot.
And do the thing with, like, he
Lil Baby?
Flat out. Well, no, no, relax.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
Lil Baby was hot already. But what I'm saying is, even now, I just seen an interview when he had the $1 million fit on.
Right, that was like, cold. He was stunned.
Okay, when did Drake get the Jamaican accent? Like, where the Caribbean accent
but
come
from? But that's in Canada, though.
That's fine, but he
in
ain't
Toronto
been talking like that.
Yeah, you ain't heard Tory Lanez talk?
And that's what you was just reading about the culture voice. Like, he ain't been talking like that forever. And it's cool. It's fine that you're showing love because people where you're from talk like that, but you don't talk like I've never heard
the
Caribbean
being
accent.
He was.
Oh, he was.
I mean, he was
okay,
just,
that's cool.
He does it from time
like
to time.
Like I said, I have no problem with it because I don't think that he's doing that out of spite. But
right.
I just never heard the Caribbean accent.
I think it's a respect of where he's from,
he's from.
The different cultures.
So some people that want to hate can call it a culture.
Right. Yeah. I mean, people knock him for doing things. You know, like when Control and stuff came out, of course, you get things like that. I would never go as far to call him a culture vulture. Like you guys said, this is definitely hate at this point. But, I mean, we've heard those rumblings before about Drake and why he put this in and why he put that in and why he's wanting to sound like this and that. So it's not foreign.
Let me ask you two a question. Do you guys have an example of someone that you would consider a culture vulture since Drake isn't one? Who?
Post Malone. Absolutely.
100%. I agree with that.
Because he doesn't pay homage. He does all of that saying, and he doesn't. You can tell he doesn't listen to hip-hop.
About to say, not only does he not pay homage, he just kind of like was placed in this genre. Like,
right.
He don't know anything about it.
He's even came out and said he's not hip-hop, and we still putting him on the radio on hip-hop stations, even still.
And he revels in it. Like, if he were like, nah, like, I ain't going to say don't want this, but if he corrected people when they were classifying as hip-hop, I wouldn't call him a culture vulture, but he kind of just revels in it. He rebels.
He getting the bag for it.
I would call him a vulture.
That's my number one example.
You got one?
Logic.
Stop. No.
I ain't mad at that.
No, that's not true.
Industry plant/culture
Hell
vulture.
No.
God, you know I hate
mad
Logic.
At that.
Yeah, you just don't like his music. That's one thing.
No, he does. He has identity crisis.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of mixed people do. You ain't heard?
But don't try to pander. That's my whole thing. With Logic.
Man, it's working. Listen.
No, I don't listen to him at all.
If he wasn't mixed, then he'd be a culture vulture and he was playing to that. If he was lying about all of that, that would be one thing.
But, I mean, he does it strategically. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Nigga, you got to move strategically in
he
the game.
He looks like a Jewish accountant.
True.
What has that got to do with?
He looks now. Well, I guess what he's saying is he looks like a Jewish accountant, but he's trying to say, "Well, I get this backlash for being mixed," and people
never,
are like, "How, nigga?
Right. He got
you can walk
mom,
in a room
y'all
and people."
Know his story?
Would, no, I mean, but you could walk in a room and people are not going to consider you.
He got it from his mom.
Tell us his story.
He got it from his mom. His mama used to call him a nigga and everything when he was young. She's white.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying.
Oh, man.
You're a kid. Now it's all of a sudden. Oh, okay.
Poor him. Good thing he got
it. What did y'all want me to say?
Man, I'm just saying, like, that don't make.
That
I don't
ain't
feel,
too sad enough for y'all?
No, it's not. To be honest, I don't feel any more sorry for him.
That's because you can't
relate. His mom called him a nigga. Yeah. But, I mean, I could see what someone would call him a culture vulture because he revels in that space.
That doesn't. The definition I just read off does not match.
But if
logic
his dad called
all.
Him a nigga, would it be okay?
If he was black? Yes, it would.
His dad is not black?
His dad is.
Oh, you said if.
Yes. No, I'm saying.
Identity crisis. We don't know.
We have no idea.
Y'all hate, folks. Y'all hate on Logic for no damn reason. Yeah, yeah. That's crazy.
Kick Rock's Logic.
All right, let's talk about a real whack rapper, Famous Dix. The Chi-Town rapper said he is done with lean and recreational Xanax use. He said it's over with. The 25-year-old rapper said via IG, and I quote, "I want to thank God I don't do Xans or lean," end quote. Now, he joins a couple of rappers, LaZan, LaPump, Mozzie, people who have kicked the habit of one of those two drugs in recent history. My question, Lou, is the druggy rap era officially over?
Yep, I think that we're rounding out 2019, starting from 2010, where it kind of picked up to now.
Yeah.
Had a cooler 10-year run, and I think it's over with. Totally unrelated, but sort of. The death of Nipsey Hussle and the direction I think that hip-hop is going to start to take now, as opposed to where we were 10 years ago.
To where it comes to what, though?
As far as people being responsible. And I don't think that people being druggies, zannies, and talking about it in your music, I'm not necessarily people saying that people will stop doing it, but promoting it, I think it turns a whole nother leaf over for a different generation of artists just because they want to be more responsible. I think people are going to move more responsibly, going to promote more responsibly, and that's going to end the whole druggy era. Just surrounding it at where we are, people are more grown up. The whole being spaced out, Tekashi 6ix9ine, like Famous Dexter, the reason that he even got to this was he zoned out on his Instagram, like he was in the middle of talking and just like fell asleep.
Oh my God.
So that's how he got to this point where he was like, he's going to leave it alone. And I just, the look of that now, like the whole, like the optics of that in hip hop, it's just not cool anymore. It was cool coming into that to be like, oh, I do this and I'm stuck, bro. Like that was cool. It ain't cool anymore. People want you to be on your shit. People don't want you to have stuff going on. People want to, if they bind into you, they want to see your impact and what you're doing for stuff.
Yeah, first of all, rest in peace, Mac Miller. Rest in peace, Lil Peep. Reading people dying from overdoses gets old. Like that, sometimes that wears on people. Kind of like you said with this Nipsey effect, the gun violence thing that gets old. Like it's only but so much of that you can read and listen to before it's like, all right, like this shit really ain't cool. Like this shit really whack. The drug and the drugged out and being zoned out and that shit, like you said, is old. I think the days of making Molly and hooks and Xan and hooks and Vicodin and hooks of popular radio songs, I think that's over with. My question would be, who do you said about 2010, who ushered that in? Are we putting that all on Trinidad James, Pop the Molly and I'm Sweating?
No.
Or do we put that on Future? Like who, because easily I'd say it's probably Future that made it quote unquote popular. Not saying he invented it or he was the first, but he put it in a hit record in the hook. Xanax and all of that. Like, that had to have an effect.
I'm going to go with Mixtape Wayne. I think that's where it became cool to do the rock star lifestyle, the double cups. Wayne was the first rapper that I remember looking at, like, during that whole lean era. And be like, is he all
right? Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he was, like, on one.
Yeah.
And I wasn't sure if it was from being in the game so long, how hard he was working. But he was the first one I looked at, and I was slick, like, I might need to go get checked out, bro.
Right.
So I think, in my opinion, Wayne ushered that in, and then Future kind of seen the effect that it had and ran with it because it was cool.
Yeah.
So I would go with Wayne.
It dates back further. We say popular because that's what we saw in our time. But DJ Screw, the whole Texas thing. And even the thing about Lean, it was popular in Houston. But a lot of people don't know it was popular in Philadelphia, too.
Mm.
Yeah, the whole thing they would make. If you ever listen to Beanie Siegel back in the day, he would talk about about all that as well.
He had a record with 3-6 about that.
Yeah. So it's been around. But, of course, when you with social media and everything, it hyped up more with the Future and Wayne and stuff like that for sure. And it was another – what's that? Santana, Fredro, some Santana. Didn't he die from Lane?
Yeah, he died just not too long ago.
He had a heart – I mean, he had a
– It's because of the Lane, though.
Failure. Really?
It was a liver failure.
Oh, yeah, it was.
What's his name?
Santana. Fredo Santana.
Yeah. Fredo, yeah. He died as well.
Yeah.
But it's ridiculous. Like, I saw – I don't know if I told you. I saw Full Size Run. And they had Rich the Kid on there. And it was the worst interview I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It was like he was half asleep. He didn't care. He was slouching all in the chair. And I was like, what is wrong? Yeah. It has to be drugs.
He was the same way.
Like, is he really that stupid? Or
sneaker
it
shopping, too.
Yeah, it was. He's terrible.
Like I said, I think people are starting to look and see the effects of those type of things. And they're like, you know what? I'm actually cool on it.
Yeah.
I remember we did Young L.A. documentary. He kept a gallon of lean with him. That he held that cup for literally a week straight.
He talking about the ultimate poser.
He sure did.
I am not bullshitting. I was looking like, yo, I'm good. I would hit that, but I'm good. Cause I'm not going to look like him. I can't do it. Yeah. So, yeah, I agree with you. I do think it's a wrap on that. Now, Famous Dex did say he won't quit weed and that he spends $5,000 to $10,000 every time he goes to the weed dispensary. My question is how?
That's not true.
Okay.
It's not true.
What is $10,000?
You can't even buy that much weed at one time from no dispensary, dude.
$5,000? You can do $5,000.
No, you can't.
$5,000?
No.
How much is that?
All you can buy at a time is a zip, 28 ounces.
He might know somebody.
Excuse me, 28 grams, huh?
He is famous. Maybe he get the plug someplace.
Everybody going to jail. Like, no one's.
You don't think an artist is getting more than a regular person coming out of there? You think 2 Chainz coming to a dispensary and say, I want more than 28 grams?
I do. I just don't think
20
he
ounces.
Is.
Like, oh, okay.
A nigga that's zoning out, can't even control himself on Instagram. Nobody's trusting you to sell you $5,000 to $10,000 worth of weed if they got a legal dispensary, and this is gonna cause the feds to come in and fuck up their whole
run
business.
The block,
like,
too
if
hot.
Chain, like, if it's somebody that I go back there, you do what you gotta do with him. Everything you need is out here, buddy. Right. One ounce limit, you can go on about your day. He lying.
Yeah, I don't even know any of this nigga song.
Nah, he's trash. Don't worry about it. Yeah, don't look it up. Don't look up none of the music.
Yeah, I've seen him before, but I never had the urge.
Yeah. No good. You're not missing nothing.
A lot of kids like Famous Dex, though. So I am glad he came and said this, because I've been in the barbershop before when guys went and asked them who their favorite rapper was, and they 14 to 18, that range. Two of them have said, like, Famous Dex is my favorite rapper. So he does influence kids a lot.
Oh, that's good. That's good he's taking a
positive. So I'm glad that he's going that way.
Yeah.
There it is, man. Moving on. We're talking streaming next. All right, man. So now big news coming out of Apple. They have apparently passed Spotify in streaming numbers in the U.S., 28 million, passing Spotify, 26. Tidal, coming in third place, got the bronze medal with 4 million subscribers. Big deal, little deal, no deal, Apple passing Spotify.
I think it's a big deal because Apple was in the U.S. These are U.S. numbers. It's not worldwide. I think that Apple put a lot into trying to pass Spotify. They want to be number one in everything they do, the hardware, software, whatever it may be. I do think this is a big deal because of where music is headed, and we've said it here. The discussion has been had. I think the artists are going to start signing to streaming networks as opposed to labels and having exclusive deals with them, even though they passed some law to try to put that out of, like, where you couldn't have exclusive stuff on streaming services. But I don't think that's going to work yet. Some law. I don't know much about it.
The title should be exclusive as a motherfucker.
Well, the content, not the music. Like, you know what I'm saying? Tidal has exclusive content. Spotify has exclusive content, but different. I don't know. But
yeah, I don't know.
With that being said, I do think this is a big deal because the podcast / streaming wars and what content is going to be on what site are going to decide when everybody's trying to build up their platforms. Netflix, Disney, ESPN, everybody is coming up with stuff that they want on their own site. And I do think this is going to be a big deal because at some point in time, you're going to have an exclusive artist, a Drake, a Childish Gambino, a Rihanna, a Beyonce, a Jay-Z, one of those are going to be exclusive to one of those streaming sites, and then we're going to go from there. Yep. I think that's what's happening.
First of all, shout out to us. We did a Streaming Wars episode, I don't know, 2 years ago. Y'all go look that up. It was dope. Other than that, though, it's a little deal. It's not that big. I'm surprised Apple took this long to pass Spotify. Apple Music comes on every iPhone sold, and there's 900 million of them floating around now.
You still got to sign up for the service.
Exactly. Yeah, but it's a cheat code. It's an easier path to the service than it is Spotify having to go get it, even though it's not that difficult. But it's readily available already there. So you at least... Of course, Verizon, you can get it through Verizon, too. It comes with their service. Mm-hmm. A couple of other services do stuff like that. So I'm a little surprised that it took this long. But they're not going to look back, though. I can tell you that. Spotify, they're trying new things. They've got, you know, some of the podcasts that they've signed on and whatnot, some of the original content with that. But I think in terms of music, when it comes to devices and iPads, and they've got the hardware to go along with the software, which is the cheat code that Spotify does not have. So I think... They finna take off. It's over with. Apple's a giant. We all know that.
I've done a complete 360 on this, to be honest. I was all the way down on Tidal when we first started this. And probably if you go back and listen to that episode, I was out on Tidal.
Yeah, you were hating.
I totally have done a 360 on this. I think Tidal was probably in the best position now. In my opinion, when they came out and had all the artists and did their rollout, they were trying to be too cool. And that kind of bit them in the ass. But now they've kind of settled into where they want to be as far as a streaming service. They pay their artists the most.
Right.
The content, like you say, like when I'm looking on my Apple TV and going to the Tidal app, it's way more like convenient than Apple Music, than Spotify. And I think the Tidal is kind of figuring it out on a sense of what we want to do and how we want to service our customers, and that's going to grow them like they wanted to originally as far as the cool thing to subscribe to. And I think that they're going to kind of hit a spike and pass both of them, in my opinion.
Woo. I think it's a huge deal. And the reason why it's a huge deal is exactly what you said, referring to the push that Apple has been putting behind this. They have been striving for this number one for the longest of time. So this is a huge deal for them. Although they're still, although Spotify still has more subscribers, Apple has more paying members. I think that's what it boils down to. Spotify does a great job with how they present the music, how they present their app when it comes to the podcast. And you talk about and being just easy. I think Spotify does the best job at that. Tidal, I love Tidal for the curation. And I like the layout, but some, it can be a bit cumbersome. I have to search for things. It takes more time with Tidal. With Spotify, they make it very simple. They have great playlists, and they have great curation too. And they you know, they're signing people to these podcast deals.
Right.
So I think it's going to be a battle for number one and two between Apple Music and Spotify for a long time to come. Now, I listen to I am a Tidal subscriber.
For sure.
Tidal has, like I said, I love them, but they have some a long way to go.
Yeah, they got a lot of ground.
I do agree with you guys. They have a lot of ground to cover. I think the curation is the key moving forward. I think you hit on a good point, and I will agree with you on what you said about the being cumbersome and the layouts. But what I will say is I enjoy Tidal more than Apple Music and Spotify.
Right.
I use all three. And I just enjoy Tidal more. Like if I'm sitting there and like, if I'm just letting a radio station play from a song I picked out, it seems like Tidal plays more songs like I want it to, as opposed to Apple's radio play or even Spotify's radio play. So I do think that that's key, and people are going to be looking more towards that. And every data is key now. That's what Amazon, Facebook, everybody going in front of the Supreme Court. What's not Supreme, but going in front of the, what is Mark Zuckerberg in front of? What was he going about the data, the Facebook data? What?
Oh,
sites are trying to secure your data. And I think
Senate.
That, yeah, I
Senate
think that,
hearings.
I think that Tidal is going to be the best at using what they have as far as data to cater towards their fans, and that's what's going
to
put them ahead.
But they have to market it better. I mean, number one.
I mean, you got the best marketing in the game.
But you're looking at it from our
hip-hop standpoint. You're saying everybody else.
I'm talking for everyone. They have to market it.
That's true.
Yeah, I will give them this. I thought them streaming the Nipsey funeral was super dope.
That was big, and it was dope.
And that was dope. And they let and they opened it up for free. Like, they do cool shit.
They do.
For the culture on a regular basis.
And that goes to your point about last week and Revolt. Like, why isn't this stuff on Revolt?
Hey, man, I'm trying to tell y'all.
Like, why wouldn't the Nipsey funeral be on Revolt? Like, that's crazy.
It was on BET. Uncut.
Like it should be on Revolt, though. That those are places where you were saying last week that Revolt flat out drops the ball.
Yeah.
Like if you're trying to get this rolling and doing, like, Revolt could be ahead of the charge in all of these things.
Don't worry, we're finna pass them. Don't worry about a thing. all right, man, before we get to this music break, speaking of Jay-Z, XXL freshman class is around the corner. No, Jay-Z won't be on it, but there is one hopeful who shared some words of wisdom that Jay-Z told him about the cover. Griselda Records' own Benny the Butcher said in an interview that Jay-Z advised him to skip the freshman class cover if he was invited. Now, my question, if you were Benny, Mr. Butcher, would you listen to Hov or go the opposite way and do the cover if asked?
Probably one of the rare occasions that you're going to hear me say I disagree with Jay-Z. And here's the reason. Jay-Z's telling Benny from a place of I've already succeeded. Like, it's easy for me to sit on my ledge up here and be like, hey, you shouldn't do that, young blood. Right. And I get it. You have the experience and you've been through the game. And he says that those artists aren't his class of artists as far as Benny and his lyrical skills.
Right.
What I would like and what I think would be best in today's climate, and that would have worked in Jay's climate, but Benny got to go on there and show them that.
Exactly.
I got to show you that I'm a class of artist that's better than Bad Barbie and whoever else is on the XXL cover. My mission in life, you're right, like Jay-Z, he said what Jay-Z said is who you going to stand next to in there. You're absolutely right. I want niggas scared to stand next to me in here because I flamed the XXL freestyle. I flamed everything else. Like, y'all know y'all not in my class. You got to go there and prove that to people. Benny the Butcher's not in a position right now. Griselda's bubbling. They signed the Shady. He's a dope-ass artist. I was listening to Tana Talk this weekend.
Yeah.
Spitting.
Yeah, for sure.
But you got to take that to the stage. Like, it's cool for people to say that on the block. It's cool for your homeboys to say shit. It's cool for Jay-Z to say it, but everybody's got to know it. It's yep. like it's like one of the I can't think of who said this. It was a basketball player. He was like, I got to play my hardest every night because I don't know who watching me for the first time.
Yeah. Now that's a fact. So. And first of all, the key phrase is if he was asked, because I don't even think he even qualifies for this cover this year, just because the pool was too heavy.
Yeah.
There's a big draft class that's coming out for this for this XXL freshman class, and I think he'd be on the outside looking in anyway, even though he had a good year and all of that. But to your point, bro, who gives up free promo? Like, people got to stop shitting on this damn cover because they feel like they're bigger than that. It's free promotion. What cover of anything is Benny the Butcher going to be on? No disrespect. I'm just saying, he's not an A-list artist right now. And then if you look at some of the older covers and see where those people went to go on to be,
yeah.
like, man, don't just act like this just a group of nobodies every single year. Like, stop,
yeah.
dog.
Yeah,
it's it. Been A-listers on that cover.
Yeah, and you can blame XXL for kind of watering it down. It has been A-list on that cover. Here lately, you have hit and misses. But like you say,
right. man, it's politics too.
Rap is a contact sport. This is a competition. If I'm the class of this crop and y'all call me to go on here and I feel like nobody else in my class on here, I'm going to be even madder. And I'm going to flame everybody. XXL for inviting me up here to this shit to think that I was on the same level as these niggas. Like, there's no way that I'm going to sit at home with my finger, with my arms crossed like, nah, I ain't doing that. I'm too cool for that. Mm-hmm. Hip-hop is past that stage. Like, Jay-Z grew up in an era where it was cool to be too cool. Yeah. That ain't the era no more.
It's like, too much money out here now.
Yeah, it's a whole nother era where people want to see that effort. Like, they on your IG. They want to see you doing stuff. And if murdering everybody on the XXL cover is what you have to do as Benny the Butcher to get to the A-list, then you do that. You yeah. don't sit there and let everybody gash your head and tell y'all, nah, you too good for that, bro.
While these niggas that you think are whack get paper and bookings and niggas, shows yeah, like, and all this
niggas,
off of the cover.
Yeah, this nigga Price went up and you still rapping in Buffalo. Like, nah.
That's my only issue, dog. The promo. Is free. You can't pass that up. And then plus, don't worry about who you're going to stand next to. You're going to stand out.
Yeah,
that's even more the reason.
That's their problem.
Who gives a shit?
It ain't my problem. Like, that's what I would say. All due respect, Hov, that's their problem. Like, them niggas got to step their bars up then. It's my cover.
I have to understand Jay-Z. It has to be a reason why he said
that. What's the logic behind
it? Because
it worked in his era.
No, I don't think that's it. I don't think that's it at all. Jay-Z is very smart about what's going on now.
Like, who would he suggest do it then? That would be my question.
But to you guys' point, I love Tana Talk, and I ain't never seen what he looked like before today.
Right.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? Yeah. So you have to it's promotion. I mean, nobody knows what you look like. You have to put yourself out there.
It's the full circle.
But Jay-Z has to have a reason for himself.
I ain't saying he probably has reason, and it's probably good, but I just don't think that's good advice.
I can't think of it.
You could give me 1,000 reasons other than you're about to sign a Roc Nation and we ain't doing it over here. Like, okay, cool. Where's the paperwork? I'm wrong. Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm wrong. If that ain't the reason, then
or it could be a simple reason of him not fitting with the artist on the cover.
No, but see,
but does he know who?
That's their problem. That's not my problem.
Hold on. When is the artist all fit on the cover though?
But my point is that sometimes as an artist, you don't want to be lumped in as commercial. Everybody in the artist would be commercial.
I remember Troy Ave was on there. He said all them niggas in there was weirdos.
Including Kendrick Lamar.
He tried to take the picture off to the side and shit. And I mean, look what happened to Troy Ave. Look what happens when you try to isolate yourself from people who do the same thing. Like, all of y'all are rappers. Yeah, they're different levels, they're different styles, a different type of rap, but you can't shit on nobody because they don't do it the same way that you
listen,
do it.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
Trav would kill somebody for a feature from half of them artists when that was on that cover with him, and they won't
he'll
even
kill to
phone
be on the cover again. He'll kill to be on a freshman cover again, dude.
But he did it, though.
And it was smart. He should have. Like, a lot of people figured Troy, like, they found out about him and he got the small wave that he did have from that. Then he talked himself out of it.
There's nothing wrong with the double XL cover, dude. I don't understand. I'm not
story
lie.
Was worse. Trav's was Soulja.
Has to be a Trav. Has to be a logic.
Yeah.
Were you saying Trav Soulja was his story worse than Soulja Boys? Yes.
What you mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah. You remember when Trav talking about the nigga got robbed him and
shooting the
nigga.
And shit?
I put the car in drive and I was still shooting the nigga hanging halfway out the window.
Yeah, I ain't trying to
hear
that.
Oh, I don't know. That's a good one. I don't know who's worse. I thought you meant as far as career.
No, I'm talking about whose story Soulja Boy said niggas came in. Blah, blah.
Yeah, I don't know. Soldiers might be a little.
Do the cover, Benny, if they call you, man. We don't, like you just say, I don't know what you look like. Like, that's important. You need people to buy into you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's the total package.
Yeah.
You get followers. You get looks off that. That's tickets.
He could be walking down the street. No one would know who he is.
That's part of his brand, too. Like, I feel like that's part of Benny's brand going to XXL and like, I don't fit in with these niggas and absolutely murdering them on tracks. Like, that's part of his brand. That's what he do. He's a rapper. He's but, a rapper's rapper.
Again,
dude.
It has to be a reason Jay-Z said that. I can't totally say
Hov, Jay's give me a wrong. Call. Let me know what happened.
He knows the pulse. He has his hand on the pulse for real. All
right, man. Let's get to this music break. First one, what you got for us, please, sir?
We have Rod Wave out of St. Petersburg, Florida. And this one is called Popular Loner.
I clearly don't have my hand on the post because I've never heard of this person.
Yeah. St. Pete, stand up.
M extra ears to the streets.
Oh, my God. Let's hear Rod Wave, man. Popular Loner.
Chips and I'ma move far away.
Wait a little while.
All right, man, we are back. That was Young Rod Wave, Popular Loner. How you feel about that?
That sounds like a knockoff Derez DeSean.
Dude, I said the same thing.
That same. We didn't discuss it.
I was going to say the exact fucking thing.
A knockoff?
Yes.
Well, you can't be a knockoff of someone who's not that popular.
Yeah, even more but popular than him.
To be fair, he came 19. First.
Pause.
No, he did. Like,
is the song good? Yes or no?
No.
The song is good, though.
Yeah, you're tripping.
The song is good. He sounds like Derez DeSean, who sounds like YFN. Right. That's the game that we're in. It just is what it is. But the song was cool.
The song is definitely good.
Song
is
cool.
I would never listen to that again.
So if this was Derez DeSean, you would say the song was some song?
I'm saying that because I don't listen to Derez DeSean.
Gotcha. Oh, fair enough.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's fair.
Or YFN Lucci. So.
You're missing out. I fuck with both of them.
They're cool guys, seems like. music's not for me.
Nah, this song right here was cool. I was fucking with it. He does sound very similar. Again, I'm only judging on one song. Sorry, Rod Wave. This is the only song I've heard.
And he looked kind of like they shaped alike, both of them the same size. Oh, like Husky niggas with Husky Harmonize Lane is full effect.
We out here. I'm here for that. See you, boy.
They ought to start a group called the Husky Harmonizers.
Oh, my God.
Keep it up, Rod. Yes, sir.
All right, man. Let's get to this topic, man. Rap Game of Thrones. All right. Some little known bullshit show called Game of Thrones came on over the weekend. One or two people were talking about it. I didn't watch that
One or two people.
I don't watch that shit. But it is a cool idea to flip it. Let's talk about who's running the rap Game of Thrones, all right? Who's the king or possibly queen? You never know. Sitting on the throne right now. I got a couple of questions.
All right.
What artist to you has the rights to the throne? Who's the biggest threat?
Okay.
And what's the criteria in the biggest aspect of why this person is at the throne? So just hit me with the first question. Who, in your opinion, number one artist right now? Talk to him.
Number one, sitting atop of the throne to me, and what spurred this on is probably was our group chat conversation in response to when I was talking about Kung Fu Kenny, and M-Extra said, who's scared of Kung Fu Kenny?
Okay.
And I thought about it. I'm like, who is scared of Kendrick
Lamar? Nobody, motherfucking.
Every goddamn body is scared of Kendrick Lamar. The control verse came out. Niggas was howling at the moon since then, but it never really mattered. I think Kendrick Lamar is in the top of the game for the simple fact that, one, I don't think anyone can out-rap him on his level.
Mm.
And I think whoever could, J. Cole, maybe, Drake, maybe,
right.
Big Sean, maybe. I don't think that they're going to get in the mud with Kendrick Lamar or how he was able to. Pusha T and what Pusha T and Drake did gave an example of what happens when you are a star and you're trying to rap with someone who is a lyricist. Kendrick Lamar happens to be a lyricist who is a star, and I think that he can go deeper in the mud than anybody wants to get. Like, J. Cole still want to preserve an image. Drake wants to preserve an image. I don't think Kendrick Lamar is out there enough to preserve an image other than I will eat your face off in this rap shit. I don't think that anybody has the guts to approach him to knock him off. So that's why I would put him on top and call him King Kendrick.
All right, now.
Kung Fu Kenny.
I've got more on Kendrick later as to why I don't think he is in that throne seat right now. He's a good candidate. No, I ain't tripping on that. But the real king of the rap game, we all know, it's a six god. It's not playing no games, guys. It's a scorpion. Drake is the king of rap. It's very simple. You could argue he's been number one for what, 5-6 years at worst. That's on the low end. I could actually probably go a dime. He's been running the rap game. He checks off all the boxes. Leading the league in all statistical categories. You want to do numbers? You want to talk numbers? You want to talk quality of music? You want to talk enough quantity to where he's not saturated, but he's still present in the public's eye? You want to talk hits? Mm-hmm. You want to talk features? Mm-hmm. What do you want to do, dude? Mm-hmm. You want to talk social media? You want to talk presence?
Let's talk about Fear Factor.
What is that?
Fear Factor.
I think that he's after last year with Pusha T, he is the most approachable artist to get, like, people to go at. After people seeing what Pusha T did, people are more apt to be like, you know what? I feel like I can take Drake on. And I'm not absolutely saying that someone could crush him, but people don't fear him like they did before after Pusha T got done with him. They don't fear him like they fear Kendrick Lamar. They don't fear him like they fear J. Cole. They don't fear him like they even fear a Big Sean. I agree with you in all of the commercial aspects of it, but as far as MC sitting atop the throne and people being like, I wouldn't dare take a jab at him, Drake ain't that guy.
I mean, that's just one part of it, though.
That is just one part, but yeah, I think that's the most important. That's the most important part.
No, I mean, I got to agree with AB. It's got to be Drake. It's got to be Drake.
Of course.
Drake is number one.
Of course.
He's the number one artist. He's the number one rap artist in the world, man.
Yeah,
and I'm a J. Cole fan. That's my favorite rapper. And J. Cole will tell you that Drake is the number one artist in the world. He just did a couple of days ago.
I was just going to say, he just gave up the crown like 2 days ago.
I mean, yes, he should.
That's why he should be
real. Recognize real. I mean,
man, this is a context where there ain't no real recognize real. We're in the same thing, like, but I'm not, if I'm playing against Michael Jordan during the season, there's no time that I'm telling him, hey man, you're the best basketball player there is. I don't care if you are or not. I'm not telling you that, especially if I'm in competition with you.
I don't think Cole said it in the fact that if they go in the booth, Cole's still gonna try to murder him.
I don't care.
I think he's saying it because
he can all he want to, but he already said he's better.
No, but I think he meant it from Drake's impact. That's what he's saying.
And that's that right there is what, in my opinion, puts him over the top.
Undeniable.
That's what takes Cole out of the running because
he wasn't in it.
Oh, really?
No, he's definitely in the running.
He went in it to begin with.
No, don't do that.
I feel like he's in the running. I just feel like
people talk about three MCs.
A lot of what we forget on what rap is and what it's built on is like who has that fear factor. The reason that Jay-Z was the king of rap for a long time, he couldn't be like, you can say whatever you want, but people know that lyrically he would assassinate them. And Kendrick Lamar, in my opinion, is the same way. No one else instills that fear in other artists like Kendrick does.
Now, that leads to my first person who I thought would be the biggest threat to the throne that Drake is holding currently and has been for the past decade. I think Kendrick is the biggest threat. That's why I don't say Cole. But the reason Kendrick, because Kendrick has the body of work, and he also has that unique ability that Hove had to make commercial records without crossing over too far. But then also can make can also spit, thought-provoking records as well. He's got the B-sides and the A-sides. He can do both almost equally as well without going to the Rihanna well every time or going to a Chris Brown well every time. Like Kendrick can do that. Yeah. He can make the hit record by himself, featuring himself. So that's why he's even in the running. He's got the skill and the respect of his peers also. I get all of that. Now, here's the thing, though. He has no social media profile at all.
That's why he's scary.
He gets low.
I don't care. I don't care. I don't need Jay Prince coming to save the day if I'm Kendrick Lamar. I don't need Top Dog to come save the day. I'm not even on IG. I don't care what y'all saying on IG.
Because he knows Top Dog will save the day.
Meet me in the booth. Meet me in the booth. J. Cole, I mean, excuse me, Kendrick Lamar, the only one that can say that.
No.
Everybody else got to meet. Meet me on stage. I'll call you the best, bro. Meet me at the airport. I'll pick you up. Let's take IG pictures, bro. Kendrick Lamar not doing any of that because he know he the best.
Last song Kendrick and J. Cole's on, Kendrick.
Now he has. Okay, I was gonna get to that.
That's true.
I was gonna get to that. He has been mailing it in.
Yeah, that's true.
He don't consider them niggas competition.
Nah, bro.
Like y'all niggas not even on my level. I ain't even gonna give y'all bars when I'm with a song with y'all. I'm just telling you what he's doing.
Kendrick did let me down. He let me down on that.
Let me down on Jesus.
He also let me down on that Swiss with Jada kissing them, and he ain't get no bars on that. He's letting me down in terms of that bar smoke.
He's baiting people. He baiting y'all. He wants y'all to think, oh, man, he ain't give me no bars.
You want some icy hot for that shoulder, dude, that's reaching you, dude.
He baiting y'all. He baiting Cole. He baiting, name? Drake. He baiting Big Sean. I'm baiting all of y'all.
Please,
I'm dying to do another Control versus what he's saying. I'm going to sing on shit with y'all. I'm going to do all I can to make you guys think that I'm soft. I'm not going to be the one to bite y'all head off. Come this way, please, so I can get another body.
So who was the biggest threat to Kendrick then?
Biggest threat to Kendrick was J. Cole before he omitted himself and said that and was praising Drake this weekend. Like, bro, you don't do that. And I think that he was the biggest threat because he had less to lose. J. Cole clearly doesn't care about appearances. We see that from every appearance that he makes. He had nothing to lose as far as
some nerve.
I'm saying. I just don't think that he's scared of losing anything as a Drake would be, as a Big Sean would be. So J. Cole would be the first to hop in the mud with him, but I just don't think that. J. Cole's on the peace and love. And he can rap. You're absolutely right. I ain't taking nothing away from a rap. J. Cole is on the peace and love and burning sage. So I know he's not going to be a threat, but if he were not burning sage in the booth, then he would definitely come for Kendrick's head.
I will say he's the hottest of those three today.
Yeah,
that's right. Which changes.
Which is new.
That's new.
Yes.
Yeah. And of course, that who's hot changes by the hour. Mm-hmm. We all know that, but Drake is over across the water,
right,
debating with UK rappers we've never heard of, and God knows where Kendrick Lamar is. We haven't seen him in 17 months.
Meanwhile, Middle Child is double platinum.
He waiting.
Kendrick Lamar is
waiting. That's where he's at. He's waiting on y'all.
We can't hear him or see him, so therefore he's out of sight, out of mind. Cole is hot right now, though. He's the hottest of them today. I give him that. But I don't think he's a challenger. I don't think out of those three, he makes the least – in terms of quality of music, he's in third place between those three. Like, he's not?
I don't know about
that. Look at discographies. You want to do discographies?
Here we go,
that's a whole.
Him and Drake discography is right there. Now, we talking about hits. I give Drake hits. But if we talking about a record for record, Drake and J. Cole, I mean, it ain't just out there. Blowing him out of the water. If we're going with Bourne Center.
No, don't. Let's not do this.
Thank
you. I love Cole.
2014 Hills Drive.
Drake is he's just the most commercial out of all three. There's no way.
That's fair. He is the most commercial, though.
I say he had more hits. If we're talking discography song for song, though, I wouldn't just say, it's Drake. I ain't doing that.
Yeah, you're right. Because Drake's album.
Fire.
You know, his albums have not lived up to
Fire.
J. Cole has a classic album. Drake doesn't. like if you want to judge the discographies, then you can go right there.
Yeah, a lot of people say
2014 Forest Hills Drive is a undisputed classic
album.
What's Drake's? You're gonna say Come Home with Me. Somebody else is gonna say Take Care.
Another
person is gonna say Views.
Yeah, that's how cold his discography is.
No, they won't say Views is classic.
I will say this though: the reason that Drake is numero uno. Bro, like, dude is engraved in the culture, whether it is with sayings, like 0 to 100 real quick, that becomes a thing.
Oh,
Kiki, you don't hear the name Kiki the same anymore, dude.
AB about to put his Drake cape on. We just started.
There's no need.
He walked in.
No, there's no need. Like, the same way we look at and we crown other pieces of art as classic, like the Training Day. The King Kong Ain't Got Shit On Me, that's a classic line.
Yeah.
The Felicia, Bafle, that's classic shit. The Sunken Place. Those are all classic pieces that live on 10, 20, 30 years later.
And
Drake makes shit like that. Kendrick does not. J. Cole does not. That simple. And I don't even know who else is in
fourth. We're in a social media era. I mean, that's why.
Well, he's taking advantage of it.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar ain't got no damn social media profiles.
You don't need one. Yeah. Just remember, I will bite your head off. I will drop a Control verse tomorrow.
Now, he's got the best crew, though. He's got the best camp.
That's what I
Dreamville coming for that spot.
If this is what I think would put J. Cole ahead, though. Mm. I think that the curation of what he's doing with Dreamville this year could put him in a place where he's looking back at Drake and Kendrick Lamar.
Because
Kendrick
he's got
Lamar
a team.
Is going to be a part of TDE. That's where he's at. OVO is trash.
Yeah, it ain't got nothing.
Trash.
It's all R&B. It ain't no rap shit.
So if I get a good year out of J.I.D. and Boz and
Cause.
Jungle Crew or whatever their name is.
Earth Gang. Earthworm Jim. I don't know whatever they
name. If I get a good year out of those guys and I'm J. Cole and I'm still cleaning people up, then it's another conversation that we may be having in a year because he's starting to look totally different in the like as the businessman. Right. He the one that got the crew out.
If this compilation album is like what people say it is, it's like.
Yeah, so I feel like the J. Cole, he's still holding his hands close to his vet as far as a threat, and that's another reason why. So I would give him that.
Y'all let us know. Go to Facebook, Rap Chat. Let us know who's sitting on the rap game throne right now. Who's the biggest threat to who you got sitting on the throne? On Deck TV Podcast, of course, on Instagram and Twitter as well. We got another music break, man. Who is this?
Yes, we do. We have let's give the ladies some love. Okay. We have a woman by the name of Chica. I believe that's how you pronounce it. She's from Alabama. Mm. This song is called No Squares.
Mm. All right, Chica, let's hear it. No Squares.
No Squares in my circle, no squares at all.
Ain't no squares, bitch. Ain't no. Yeah. Look, Millie Rock. Whoa. I just wanna make my whole city rock. I'm able to shake up the table. I make them a pussy, then city cop. Takes on the jack, gonna be placing a bet because now they all see what you really got. I got a feeling we going up. Whoa. I'm about to be at the tippy top. I keep them all on their tippy toes. I am not one of these pretty hoes. Bitches with ass are certainly gas, so we gon' see just how far pretty goes. I'm rather I'm golden, I'm royal. I ask that you only address it with Cheerios. Where in the fuck did she come from? Niggas is scrambling, not even Siri knows. Bitch, I've been down. I just kept my chin down. Worked to put myself up in a spot where I can win now. No one ever thought I'd be in places that I'm in now. Looking back at teachers that were hating, and I grin now. Keep my circle small because them others are excessive. And when they see us all, they thinking shit, that's mad impressive. I'm about to make a name, make these people go insane. Cause you know my favorite game, always chess, never checkers. Yeah.
All right, man, we are back. That was Chica. No Squares.
Chica,
I'm sorry. How you feel about that?
I like that. I'm not mad at that at all. I like her flow. Cool, catchy song.
Yep.
I like that. I'm good with that.
Yeah,
that song wasn't nothing.
Oh my God.
I ain't gonna lie. If it wasn't for the second verse, the second verse saved it, though.
I like her.
I almost got out of there on the first verse.
We gotta do a breakdown at the end of the year about how many times you shit on female rappers.
Wait, hold on. Me
Too.
Toxic
masculinity.
Me Too M Extra?
Oh, man.
Yeah, first man, of all, give none of these. We gotta
all that toxic masculinity.
I'm gonna keep one in the chamber,
you,
too.
Animal Brown.
The M for M Extra is Me Too.
Oh, my God. No, it never will be. Never will be.
No, the song is.
Manny threw you under the bus.
The song is cool, man. Let's be. This will look cool. This awesome look cool. Shout out to her. I didn't know it was a gal at first. So it has nothing to do with her being a gal.
Liz, he doesn't even
that's
know how
even
to say
more
young
toxic.
Lady.
I didn't know it was a gal right. at first.
I didn't. But that's
Jesus.
Not a bad thing, though.
He doesn't even know how to say young lady. He says gal.
Hey, man.
And
that's
I'm the Me Too.
That's Cashville.
On Deck Dictionary tees coming soon.
There we
gal.
Go.
But I,
female.
She got notoriety a little bit after doing my research. She did some Cardi freestyle. And Cardi shouted her out on Instagram. So, yeah, I think she has a lot of potential. She can definitely rap, and she can even sing a little bit from this song. So I like it.
It was
I don't know if she can sing, but she definitely can rap.
Yeah.
The second verse saved it.
Well, yeah, we're gonna keep you hated it. On Tierra Whack song. Who's
she's whack though.
What?
Yeah, oh, she man. Whack. She whack.
Tierra Whack is whack.
Early.
Oh my God.
Very appropriately named.
But you also
here goes our female listenership.
We're gonna go back. We're gonna break down the tape.
So much for those female sponsors. Yeah.
Love the ladies.
I'll save the day though. Don't worry about it. We got it.
Put your cape on, sir. All right, man. Let's get to this question of the week. Of course, 420. It's coming. What is that? Friday?
Yeah,
one of these days.
Saturday,
well, yeah, Saturday, Friday. One of these days, man, got me thinking.
Mm-hmm.
What is the best or your favorite? It don't even have to be the best hip hop smoking song.
Oh man, this is great.
Cushion OJ, the whole CD.
That's not a song.
That's what I'm going with though. Like that's what you put in like, when if you're getting lit.
Okay,
I would say
that's a classic mixtape though. Yeah. I'm gonna stick to the question and then the song. I could go cheat code. I got five on
that's
it.
That's my. That was my.
Yeah, that's a cheat code. Yeah.
coming from people who do not smoke.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, y'all not. Songs are like, well, I got five on it. Like, relax.
No, I got. I mean, I have like, more.
I'm not done either. I actually have
y'all
a song.
One song. That was the one y'all went to though.
Styles, I get high. Styles, I get high. That's fire. And then the low key. Real low key was on the Mystical ones. Mystical was on fire with about two or three of those back on his No Limit days. Those shit was what? I smell smoke?
Yeah, that was banging. Still smoking.
The still smoking? Still oh, smoking. Like what? Yeah, come on, man.
I think Bone did a song.
Bud Smokers Only.
Bud Smoke Buddha Lovers.
To my dad. Buddha Lovers.
Buddha Lovers.
Yeah. But my sleeper song for this, and I don't care what you're gonna say because I know you're gonna hate on
it. It should be good.
It is Ludacris Blueberry Yum Yum.
Oh, that's banging. That song was hard. There's no Future wrote that hook.
I ain't never even heard
that. Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I ain't never even heard that.
That song
Shout
is hard.
Out to that song is fire, though.
Number one 420 rapper is Devin the Dude, though.
Oh,
Devin the Dude, hands down. Oh, I can't believe he didn't put a Devin the Dude rapper. Song. Yeah. He's the top weed smoking rapper, period. Well,
hands down. Not a question. Shout out Devin.
A lot of questions
Dude.
With
Son,
that,
Devin is a legend.
Legend.
No, he is, but he's not the number one. It's Snoop.
Easily.
It's Snoop.
No.
Snoop is the most commercial.
Snoop overall, he's like the number one. You can't put him in just the weed smoking lane. Like, I was thinking about this on the way here. Rappers with debut albums that are classics can do no wrong. Nas, Snoop, Kendrick. If your debut album's a classic, you can't do no wrong. Never mind.
The Kendrick
The Coin album was before his
Power of a Dollar, but that wasn't no real release. No, nice try.
I'm counting that. To get my theory right, I'm counting
the game.
His ain't classic like that.
Nah, what? Now we back
and plus, he still can't do no. Like we still ain't got game out of here for all the fuck shit that he's done.
Where are you taking this point? That's what I want to know.
It wasn't a point. Just if I made the point at the beginning. What if your debut album is a classic, you can do no wrong. You'll be around forever.
I just
killed Snoop. What's that have to do with the weed?
Oh, because we was talking about Snoop. Y'all was saying Snoop was the number one. He said Snoop was the number one weed rapper. Follow along, man.
Devin Dude is the number one, for sure.
He is Devin Dude number one.
Yeah, I forgot
about Currency. I
forgot about Currency, yeah,
Currency,
for sure.
Currency at one.
Man, y'all let us know, man. Rap Chat, what's your favorite hip-hop weed smoking song? We have an on-decker of the week. This comes from YouTube. Shout out to the person that I am pulling up now on my notifications. Do you believe in magic? Commented. He said, and this was on the last episode, episode 294. Go check that out if you haven't already. I think because it's the South, it's harder to find up North artists. 38 Special is tied to Griselda, but he released an album earlier that was pretty solid. No shade, but Diddy Son dropped two. Laugh out loud, I know. This is apparently in reference to me saying that there was no New York heat that came out earlier this year. So now I know to go check out 38 Special. Not yet. But I will check that out. I did listen to Puff Son.
What's his name?
Puff Son.
No.
Which Puff one? Junior. Which I don't know. Diddy.
It's Christian Combs.
Yeah, him. Yeah, that one. That tape was nothing.
It ain't for Puff it, on. It's definitely not for
What's
us.
Puff on?
He sound like Puff on every song. So does that count?
He looks the most like Puff.
He does look like Puff too. But shout out 38 Special. I'm gonna check that out. Thank you. Do you believe in magic for the comment?
Before we get out of here, I wanted to do something. Guys that are keeping the marathon going, just in light of what we want to do with people that are keeping stuff going around their communities. I got a couple of teams I want to shout out. First, I'll shout out our boy Odell Bradley in Nashville, Tennessee. Team Heavy. AAU basketball team just kicked off, and their season is going well for 7th and 8th grade boys.
Let's do it.
Season is about to kick off. You can sign up now for Tackle Youth Football for the Tennessee Rams. Registration and information is on TennesseeRams.com. Mm-hmm. Go register. Go sign up. Oh, wow. Cheerleaders and players can go sign up on TennesseeRams.com.
You gonna try out?
I tried to coach.
No, you tried to play.
And, speaking of the marathon, I have to take a word. Quick PSA to all you lame and sorry individuals who are trying to profit from Nipsey's death. You're whack.
Everybody, be specific.
Yeah, buy t-shirts from the marathon store. Don't buy from these eBay, Etsy sellers trying to get a quick buck off someone's death.
That's not cool.
You guys are lame as fuck.
Yeah, that's cool. That's whack. I've been seeing that too, though.
That's the bootlegging is whack.
You get the fly shit on the damn marathon store.
Go to the marathon store, people.
So the bootlegging is whack. Did you see what they were trying to sell the thing from the funeral?
Oh, the what you mean?
Obituary?
Like the invites?
Yeah.
Oh, the obituaries. Yeah. Oh, wow.
See what I'm saying?
They were like, but.
See what I'm saying?
Think about this now. Like,
Somebody selling a seat, though.
It was a 200-page obituary, and it was Nipsey Hussle. If you follow hip-hop, want that.
I would
go. Is there something wrong with that?
I think so.
Is something wrong with selling
I think you sell
obituary?
An obituary of anything is ridiculous. If I didn't think anything was wrong, that would contradict my whole PSA.
That's a good point. Would you have went?
I
Oh yeah, I would have went. Yeah,
would you have went to the funeral?
I would have gone. Yes.
Mm.
I
would have gone.
Oh my God.
Elementary M extra.
I would have gone. Actually, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I would have gone.
I would have attended.
Excuse me.
Yeah, for sure.
I would have pulled up and went if I was in this, because I thought about this, because we talked about this in the group chat.
Master education.
At first, I don't think I would have gone, went, whatever. But you know what? After on second thought, this is a huge, it's too big of a piece of the culture.
Yeah. Right.
I would have went. I would have had to.
Yeah, I definitely would have. Then to get one of those obituaries, too.
Like, yeah, that would have been, I mean, not just for the damn
obituary.
Go buy this shit from dude on eBay.
What's wrong with
you? What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? You put a bid in, didn't you?
I would have. eBay took it down, though.
But I'm a fan, though, so I like it,
too. They should take it down. You people are ridiculous.
Hey, I'm a collective hip hop.
Absolutely, man. We got new music. What we got? Hopefully. It's quiet out here.
It's quiet. The Anderson .Paak album is pretty good.
You know
it's phenomenal, actually.
He finally put out a project that I like.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Anderson .Paak. That album is fire.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty good.
Song 103,000 is banging.
We got a couple of things coming out. Shy Glizzy's coming back out with Covered in Blood. Shout out to the DMV.
Next.
Mess with Shy Glizzy for sure. That's Animal Brown. Shy Glizzy gets plenty of love from me.
Not me.
We got Eric Sermon coming out with the album. Yeah, old school.
It's coming back. Slow week.
Wasn't Pete Rock coming out last week? We got Eric Sermon this week. His is called Vernilla. Tech N9ne is coming out with the album.
Eric Sermon going to do Boosie numbers. He's going to do 300 sales on that.
He ain't going to do Boosie numbers. I promise you that. He won't sell 300.
Tech N9ne is the only other notable person. We also have people named Nolan the Ninja coming out.
Oh, my God.
Pivot Gang and Lizzo.
Wiz Khalifa dropping this week.
It's not. Is it official?
If I said it, it's official.
We may,
what are you talking about?
We may get that Schoolboy, too.
No, that comes out the following week.
Oh, okay.
He did give a date. And YG come out May 4th.
Oh, you know what? I see what it is. The Wiz Khalifa's coming out on Saturday.
Okay, the 20th.
We were talking about
so it's Fly Times Volume 1.
New York being quiet. Griselda dropped. Top Rope came out this week.
West Side Gun
and somebody else. What's the other guy's name from Griselda?
So two special? Griselda projects came out.
Yeah, two.
Oh, I didn't know.
Because the Top Rope came out. That was West Side and the other guy.
Yeah,
Conway.
Conway dropped.
Maybe this is why they need to be on Double XL cover.
Exactly. Both of them dropped tapes.
And also on Saturday, Bun B and Static Selector are coming out together. I'm interested in hearing that project.
I'm definitely gonna check that out.
I've been listening to a lot of Dante Hitchcock.
Oh,
yeah, he's tough.
Yeah.
Tickets go on sale for Jay-Z's B-Side 2 show this week. Are y'all fucking with it?
Yes.
So it's kind of late notice for me, Hov.
Yeah,
because I got booked already that week.
That's Broccoli City, ain't it? It's
the same
weekend.
Yeah, I think
That B-Side 2, though. I was watching B-Side 1 on Tidal. Listen. It took me back. You ain't fucking with it?
Is it new B-sides? Like, what is it?
New B-sides.
444, Beyonce album.
No,
like,
none of it's new.
Okay.
No, I'm saying.
Because I ain't know what he did on the last B-sides. I know that was more catered towards the earlier albums. I'm wondering, were these going to be later albums?
Oh, you just don't want him to do the same songs again.
Yeah.
Well, he won't do the same song. That's why it's part two.
It's a new set. He got a lot of B-sides.
I'm asking. I don't know.
Some of my favorite
Jay-Z
songs are B-sides. For
absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll let y'all know how I go when I'm there.
Are you going?
I'm hoping so. I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
See what them tickets looking like. First, looking at that planes gear, them tickets going to be damn near $1,000. You see that new planes gear? Did y'all see that?
They be
y'all
killing me with that shit. Fire too.
See new plans gear.
Hey like Jay, put that shit on sale.
Ridiculous.
Man. I'm gonna give me a hat.
Must be nice. Yeah, what you got on deck for the weekend?
Going to purchase a hat.
Definitely
a top hat.
Top hat. I'm slow motion this weekend. What you got up?
Playoffs. Pistons in 6. I'll definitely be watching. Don't y'all laughing at my prediction? Something funny.
Pistons
in 6. 6 W, 6 wins, 6 games. We finna get swept.
Rome City.
I'm gonna hit the movies. I'm going to Shazam. I didn't get to see it last week.
I
did see Pet Sematary last week, though.
I told nobody.
Shazam.
I'm going to see Shazam.
Pet Sematary was okay. Funny thing is, Big Crit was sitting in front of me. Random as fuck.
Yeah,
I was like, look at Big Crit. He was in there with some gal. It wasn't his boo.
Whoa!
You just gonna put him on blame?
Nah, it was like a young gal. Nobody. It was like a young gal. Though.
Whoa.
Okay.
I mean, like a sister
what
type.
What is he doing?
Yeah. My bad, Crit.
You dry snitching.
Nah.
He wasn't in there with his gal though.
Nah, it was like
I seen him. I done seen his gal, and that wasn't her.
It was a family member. Shout out to Crit. That's my guy.
You should have just said I just saw Crit.
Yeah. I just
leave it at that.
Forget everything else I just said. And make sure what you got on deck for the weekend.
I don't know yet. It's gonna be one
we
of
got
those
more
weekends.
Karaoke to sing.
It's gonna be one of those weekends. Random.
MX is a karaoke legend.
Yeah, for sure. If it isn't Love by New Edition, that's my shit.
Oh my God, I'm not doing karaoke. Yeah,
yeah. He's a legend.
Yeah, you gotta be comfortable with yourself.
They
everybody
were screaming his name.
Everybody ain't comfortable with
they were screaming his name.
Baby face! Baby face!
I'll take it.
That's a great way to end the show. Y'all do us a favor. On Deck TV Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Don't forget, keep your eyes. That 300 episode is going to be crazy. That 300 event is going to be crazy. Stay tuned, Atlanta, Georgia, and surrounding areas.
Be looking for the information this week.
Yeah, we're going to do something special for you guys. So we out. Stay tuned.
Absolutely, man. Subscribe on iTunes and YouTube. We out.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.